Meu tio, eu sei escuso, vai batone, but, vai batone, there is a das, a shaleia, vai mitzie, there is no das shaleia. Question is, why is there a gamatone das shaleia? Who is the shaleia? Who appoints the chotzer of the mikabel matone as a shaleia for the mikabel matone? The nesim matone. So here, by mitzie, the owner of the chotzer appoints his own chotzer as a shaleia. It's kavachinda. If the nesim who doesn't own the chotzer, who owns the chotzer? The mikabel matone owns the chotzer. He is authorized to appoint somebody else's chotzer as the shliach for the bala chotzer lachaskamo dechamo by mitzie. The one who owns the chotzer certainly should be authorized to appoint his own chotzer as his shliach. So Yosef, he has the kashe. Yosef says in the name of the Ram, because Rashi Shiti is, it's a machlekes Rashi, that in order that shliches should be chal, so he has to be shluche shavo amori. A strange person cannot appoint somebody as shliach for another strange person. The balamomim is there, has the authority to appoint someone as a shliach. So, by matone, who is the balamomim of the matone? Who is the Bala Momi of Matone?
The
nation. So he has the authority to appoint the Chotzer of the Kabo Matone as Ishliach. But change him by Mitzie. So who is the owner of the Momin Hechka? There is no owner. There is no owner. So Mimele is not shayach to say, that the Bala Chotzer should appoint his chotzer as a shliach to be mikabel matane. And then there is machlekes rishonim. How about mitzie mamish? Because mitzie can be in two cases. Let's say hefka, and mitzie can mean something that a certain person lost in another's chotzer. He was walking through the chotzer, and there was a hole in the pocket, and he dropped. So some Rishonim say that the Ramban in Mitzias mentions today that in that case, the owner of the chotzer remains a bayou until somebody else is zeichin it, even though it's lacha yush. So still calls mandel also yodei. So the bailin remains the bailin. After many years, suppose he picks it up. Does he require halboe, tefach from the karake or not? If we say that it becomes hefker, so immediately after use, so then it requires a kinyan. But if we say it doesn't become hefker, but it's only schus, for any person achal yush to magbia it, some mele, if the owner, if the Bala Levi himself picks it up, he doesn't have to make a kinyan in it.
Wait, what's the machlokes for this after schus? What is this
machlokes? In other words, machlokes two rishonim in the Ramban. Whether when somebody loses a mitzvah, does he, and he's mishayish, does he become, is he still a bailey, and it's only his host to be zeichel in the mitzvah, lachayush. But until, just as there is his host to be zeichel in mitzvah sakum, even without him, so in mitzvah shishon, avedah shishoyal, there is his host to be zeichel in the mitzvah after yush. But until somebody is zeichel, it belongs to the Bala Levi.
Yeah, but let's say somebody else owns it, He is open and he can keep it?
Yeah, of course he can keep it.
So then what's the Nafka mean? So then what's the Nafka Mina again? What's the difference? What's Rebbe said?
The meaning is that the Balabedi himself, if he finds it, because he has to make it here.
As soon as he sees it, then it is his and no one else would be able to take it.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
Wait, so just one second. So you're saying if you say it's a schos, the original owner owns it until somebody takes it away, picks it up?
That's right.
And then when somebody takes it, he can take it away from the owner? This is what schos means?
Schos means that the moment he picks it up, it becomes his. Just like Navi Zakur. The moment he picks it up, even before the Yoshi becomes his.
You mean if he finds a pen, it's on his desk, and he picked it up, so he found that it's now he's open.
On the desk, I mean,
no, he found it in someplace in the street. Now yeah. He has it. He found it. Now I can
his own
pick
pen.
It up at his desk.
His own pen.
No, he just found it. Navi
Zakur, it's his.
And
the violin was Vishayish of the pen.
Yeah.
Okay. So
okay. Now let's take the side of Hefker. If you say Hefker, then
Hefker, there was no violin.
Yeah.
There's no violin. So naturally, I mean, if somebody else wants to be there, he has to make a Kenyan it.
Okay. Now you said the case is suppose somebody was walking by a chatzar and lost the object in the chatzar.
Yeah, that's right.
So the shaila is, will the chatzar be koneh or not?
Will the chotzer be kene if it's a chotzer mishtameret?
Let's say it's a chotzer mishtameret.
So then the bala chotzer will be kene, the object.
Now that's only if the guy realized that he lost it right away, right? As soon as he dropped it, he realized it.
What?
Don't we say the Yeshua Midas is in Kona?
In Kona, yeah.
No, so he's only going to find out about it later on. He wasn't Messiah yet.
So in Achname, so the Balachotza cannot be there.
He's not Zohar.
No.
Until the Baal Amar Messiah.
They're trying to Baal Amar Messiah.
No, but even after the Baal Amar Messiah, since the Balachotza got a Shalom Rishus, then the Chotza isn't Kohen.
That's right.
So it will never be Kohen.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
But why? When does the Gemara say that you need the person to be Omedes Bitzad HaChotza? Is that even by a Chotza Mishtameres?
No, by Chotza Mishtameres, he doesn't have to be English.
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah, but by Mitzia he has to be in his house, right? Because we need Shluchei Shal Balamar. The Chotzer cannot become.
Even if it's a Chotzer Mishtameres?
What?
Even if it's a Chotzer Mishtameres?
That's right.
So in the case of the Gemara that we were just learning by the Zevel, is that considered like a Mitzia? Would this be, in other words, this Gemara against Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that the Chotzer would be Kona for a person even Shalom Yidaito? This Gemara
says. Yosef Gemara says. That's all your tolerance in its area.
But still, he's not only Bitzad Chatzero, the first
so
the owner of the
Sadr. Because it's his horse, so it's Kenneth. He's Kenneth to him anyway, because it's his horse.
Even if he's not standing Bitzad Chatzero, but by the Mitzia, also say it's a schus for him. It's a schus.
Yes, because by Mitzia, so by Matone, so he can be Kenneth with Hamshlichas, but by Mitzia, because because there is a requirement of Shluchei Shel Baal Amar, he cannot be kene mitzad shlichas and mitzad yad, so he has to be a mitzad
yad. So why is that all the same thing, the case that we have in the Gemara in the 8th parak? Isn't that all, it's the same thing like the Mitzia? It should also require that the Baal Amar is giving it to him, and that's not happening. So he should have to be omei mitzad chatzero. And in the case of the Gemara, it doesn't say that he's standing at the side of the chotzer. It's the masker's field, but he didn't...
No, he lives in the house, so he's considered...
That's considered only mitzad chatzero.
Now, just one more thing that I would like to discuss. In the Gemara, You mind getting that for Kalef and Aleph Shem? Oh my God, because I forget, be not be adapted, because I've lost on my tunnel, can not say you misgarish it. So in other words, he put a get in the adevit. And then he executed his tamatone and devit. So then, the Isha is king of the event, and Mele is in Garesha, he said, Chotza. For my Chotza Malachas, the event is the Chotza Malachas. The Chotza Malachas will come in. The Chit Eime Beime. When I have a call, she will be Halak will come in. Eime the Isha will come in. So the Hill has said the Kofus. What it means, so Taisva says, Hill has said the Kofus. Kofus v'yoshin. Achlik is a shame on that. So in other words, he has to be kofus, bound, and he has to be yoshin. He has to be yoshin. Rashi says, the chotz of Allah has become it. The chiyom of Rabbonu. Chatzir is lorim kinyo lei. Lab the chotz of Allah has some. Yishani mekakoye dinayid and mekakoye dinayid. The Holy Gufiom, the Kofus, the Nirol Halef. Chatzira, then we pay on our own. Because I forget, we know Sri Bahasir, because of Mustamaton Olof, Konosi in this garrison day. Utsrich, Yash me never that I'm in the Daf Gebe. I will Hotza, Mixam, Mishum Chatzira, Habol Achamikan. In other words, there should be exile. כי מנוס הוא נוגד בחוץ החברי, בהולו על החוץ אל. At a time he put a get, so he belonged to a third party. בהולו על החוץ אל, הוא מוכה לו יש החוץ אל. הוא נוס הוא מתונת, ועוד עד היינו מגרשת. אימן מגרש לו, וכשנוס הוא הבא להגד בחוץ אל, לא יש לו הוא יסו, יתיקנו לו. חצי רכוניס מיון. וכי עושה חי, חוץ אל לא דלב, מכיח הבעל עשיה, עשירו, בני וניסינו, החוצה והגד ביחד. וביה שבינו חוצה על המידת כחוצה, אבל רבע העדים מפי זה קופוס, ליק זה קופוס אותו שני, קופוס קומש. אומר רבי, מר זה חוצה מייך ישחבי יודו, מה יודו דייסה בין מדי טובים באוקור? אף חצי רודיסה בין מדי טוב, בין בעל כוחו. ומתונה מדי תאיסה בעל כוחו לסני. סמון אפשר, he could learn it out from יודו, it has to be done with יודו. ביודו, so he is איסה בין מדי טוב, בין בעל כוחו לצי. יודו בגט, he can put it in the yard, even בעל כוחו. But where he gives her the חוץ על מתונה, so he couldn't give up matone alcohol, so even midaito, maybe he couldn't be killed. I could say, no matone midaito is a alcohol lesson. That's what Abai said. Maskif lo ratzinu barashe, but how can you say that it, in order to be like Yad, it has to be bein midaito, bein alcohol, but shlichas lo kabole, the midaiti yise bal kocho lese because have a shliach with a kocho. Babaye, otu shliches, miyodu yisrabe, what kind of a kashi is it from shliach with a kocho? Shliches nisa shliches, it's not nisa yad, but chotzer is nisa yad. Mishil ha-mishilcho yisrabe. Boi yisei ne shliches lekabole, na maash kocho bal kocho, שכן אוב מקבל איתה בלכו. כתב בגיל ביטי קטן בלכו. נרטייס says here, אותו שליחס מיודו ישראל, ואין תאימא. וכמה דמו מציע מין בחוצה המשליחו ישראל, ולגן משליח, ומציע בזכות לו קונה אבל פשעים עם ישחציה. והוא אהב את דום לדייק, איקונם מציח, איקונם מתקח שליחס, לזוכן מיודו, שואל לפעמים, אם כה, אוכל כוסר של המתונו, אבל אף אגב לא הבידו מביאות את מתונו מסך הכוחו, תסגר את שכי השליחה, שיהיה שלמה, לדעתי לעניין של לפעמים הפעמים לגעור משליחס, בלי פניס, בלי לדיסחוס עליהם, אבל בשעות רואים, בעניין דו מביאות, דין לא יקי, חוצה מהלכס, המי לקונה תקנה מטעם שליחס, כמו שליח, מהליך אבל גם תמיד לקום. So teach the says that the halacha of the Gaon Shlichas doesn't apply to everything. But in other words, only Ligabe Shalei Bifonov, in English and Chatzir. But Ligabe, other things it doesn't apply. Because otherwise, so we should say Chotzam Alecha should also be Gaon. Chotzam Alecha is not doing it the other. Because my other naiche, of course of naiche, but let him became him mitam shlichus. Now let's see. So the question is, why does Tesis make a distinction between Indian shalim b'fonov and the Indian and Indian chotzam alechus? Why is there a difference? So Rav Chaim says, this is the Rapport. What does it mean, chotzam mitam shlichus? What does Shlichas mean? Ruvain appoints Shimon as a Shliach to make a kinyan in something. Totally in Kakois. So then the Shliach does the Maisa kinyan for Ruvain and is attributed to the Mishalach. A seed the Mishalach of the kinyan. So that's Shayach when Ruvain appoints Gavre as a Shliach. But Chotzer is a Gavre. So what do you mean? The Bala Chotzer appoints its schools. So he appoints, he wants the Chotzer to be Shliach. What kind of a Kinyan does the Chotzer do? The Chotzer stretches out its hand. So we have to say that even though Chotzer mitam Shliach is Chaboye, it's not like regular Shliach. For the medium of Shliches, it becomes the Yad of the Bala Chotzer. Where do we have such a thing in Shliches? So the Shliches are Kabbalah, because there is a difference between the concept of Shliches Leiloche and the concept of Shliches Kabbalah. Shliches Leiloche, so the Shliach Leiloche is Eini Bimkim Abal. So Mele, if he's Eini Bimkim Abal, so he does the Maise Kinyan for the Baal. But Shliach Leiloche, he is Eini Bimkim Leisha. The Isha doesn't do any Maise Kinyan, she is completely passive. So that means, through the Shlichas Likabole, that the Isha appoints the Shliach. So the Shliach Likabole becomes the Yad of the Isha. It becomes the Yad of the Isha. So Mele, he can be Kinyan. So that's why there is a difference between the Inyan Shalom Bifonov and the Inyan Chotzam Alechus. Because it has to be Dumyad Yodo. So there are two alochas of Dumyad Yodo. One alocha of Dumyad Yodo is that if it's not Dumyad Yodo, so then it cannot become Yad. And then there's another alocha of Dumyad Yodo that if it's not Dumyad Yodo, there cannot be any king in Yad. Now the question is, the alocha of Chosa Shin Nishtameras, what is it? If it's Yain Mishtameras, it doesn't become a Yad. Or, even if it becomes a Yad, it cannot be Kinyan. So the Mishnah in Gittin, in Ashaleach says, that if no some Gito Kishin Yisheno, and then she wakes up, so then she becomes Migoreshes. Becomes Migoreshes. But why can't she become Migoreshes before she wakes up? So there's a Machlekes. Some Rishonim say she cannot become Migoreshes before she wakes up because she's Mishalach of Nechizas, just as one cannot divorce a wife who is insane and she doesn't know the nature of the get. Even if he gives her a get, she'll come back to the husband. So if she's a shema, she doesn't know that she's divorced. But most of the shema say, the reason is why, until she wakes up, she cannot be gracious, is because somebody else could take it out from her hand while she is sleeping. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, next week, we'll start the next, proceeding the Gemara, and then we'll start the next Mishneh, and I hope, maybe, we'll be able to finish. Maybe, I don't know, because next week we'll be only too sure, Tuesday and Wednesday, maybe, we'll be able to finish a share. But if not, so we finish a share the following week. Okay.